Hello, welcome to the Roundhouse Podcast with Paul Sullentrop of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We're going to talk Shocker women's basketball today. Our guests are Jane Asinde and Jujada Colbert. Jane is a senior forward. She is from Kampala, Uganda. She is averaging 13.3 points and 10.8 rebounds for the Shockers. Jujada is a senior. She is from Rochelle, Georgia. She averages 12.5 points and 8.2 rebounds. They're both coming off big games in a win over Tulsa on Wednesday. Jane had a career-high 27 points and 12 rebounds and 3 assists. Jujada had 21 points and 14 rebounds in that victory at Koch Arena. The Shockers are 15-11, 5-8 in the American Athletic Conference. They've got 3 regular season games in the conference tournament remaining, so a lot of things on the table for them as far as wrapping up a winning season and all those good things. They play their final home game on February 25th against Temple. So let's start with Wednesday, 84-68 win over Tulsa, one of the team's best performances of the season. When this team is rolling, Trajada, what kind of sparks that momentum? What gets the Shockers going in the right direction?
I feel like our defense is definitely a big thing. I feel like when we are being successful on defense, I feel like it makes us more confident on offense. Tulsa, they're a good team. They shoot a lot of threes, and I feel like all week we were practicing. Just really taking away their three-point shot, and they'd like to go backdoor cuts. They like to set a lot of screens, and just taking that away helps us a lot.
So, Jane, it seemed like really that was as close as you can get maybe to a good 40-minute performance for the Shockers. In your view, what happened? Why were the Shockers so sharp on that night?
So, basically, we weren't ready to lose the game for the time. So that game was like a revenge for us, and we just had to come out and play our best.
Okay. Yeah, the game down at Tulsa, Wichita State led going into the fourth quarter, and then Tulsa really got hot. So revenge was on your mind. You played much better in the rematch. So, Jane, I would describe you as – you two are really a fun contrast, I think, to watch. Jane, I kind of describe you as a lot of energy and quickness and leaping ability. Trajada, you're kind of power and patience. You've got your moves that you go to and are really effective. You kind of just pound away at an opponent. So over the 2 years that you've played – tell me about the chemistry and how you've learned to work together and get the most out of each of your talents. Trajada, I'll let you start.
I think I really like playing with Jane because I feel like she's a very dependable teammate. I feel like usually, like, we like to do a lot of high-low stuff, and usually, like, if she's at the high post, I'm on a low block, and I usually tell her to drive if I'm posting up, and she'll tell me to post up. And usually, like, around the basket, like, if I miss, I know that she's probably going to get the offensive rebound and a putback, or if she misses, the same thing with me. So I really like playing with Jane. She's very quick, can drive really well, can finish around the basket really well. Great, great rebounder. I really like playing with her a lot.
So you like playing with her. Tell us about guarding her, playing against her in practice.
I don't like it at all. Because she can jump. She can jump really high, and she's very quick. And it really, like, I'm just not at that skill set, you know. And I understand that it's okay, but if, like, she's on the block, I know I can, like, overpower her just a little bit.
Right.
Yeah. So you've got sometimes.
You've got the contrast. Do you ever want to just say, Jane, just slow down for a second?
Yeah, sometimes I do when we do go head-to-head, but oftentimes you're on the same team, so it's okay.
Jane, what's your thoughts? How have you and Trajada meshed over the years to become an effective combination?
So, basically, I do like playing with my five. I feel like when her four and five play together, the game is really interesting. So just knowing she's always there, you pass her the ball, she's going to power up, go up. If she misses, she's going to crash in for the rebound. She's not going to give up. And, yeah, I just love playing with Tissy. Trajada.
Which teammate, Jane, has improved the most over the course of this season? Give us a name of somebody who's really made some strides.
I'd say Tissy has really improved from the time I've been here. DJ has also improved. Nook, all those players, yeah.
Okay, Trajada, how about you? Since somebody jumped out at you with the strides they've made over this season?
I feel like Amba's really, really coming into her own. She's been a great scorer for us in the conference play. I feel like earlier in the season she had like a few injuries, so she really didn't get in that much. But I feel like she's really coming into her own.
Yeah,
a great shooter. And
I'm
a good
glad
defender.
you brought her up. Yeah, she hit I think 2 3-pointers against Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
So very helpful to have that kind of outside shooting threat. She's a good one that has become a little bit more prominent here recently. Good name. So the Shockers have 3 road trips remaining. What is your most important accessory for a road trip, Jane? Is there a snack you've got to have, headphones, movie downloaded? How do you survive those bus rides and plane trips?
So it's if it's not movies, then it's just gospel music. Sometimes I started doing some knitting. I was kind of bored. I'm like, I need to do something new. So, I was in the plane knitting.
Okay, knitting. Tell us more about that. What have you knitted?
So... It was a bikini top that I did knit, and then I gave it to the air hostess.
Who?
The attendant.
Oh, the flight attendant.
The flight attendant, yes.
So you knitted something and gave it to the flight attendant.
Yeah,
very good.
Happy.
Okay. What's the latest movie or TV show you downloaded and watched on a road trip?
So right now, I'm watching You. It just came out, and that's what I've downloaded for the next trip.
Okay. Trajada, how about you? How do you get through those trips?
I usually have my headphones, and usually when I'm not on the plane or I'm on the phone with my girlfriend, I'm always on the phone with her, I feel like. And recently I've been watching a documentary, a church cult documentary. It's very interesting. Yeah. You want to go in more detail about that?
Okay. Tell us more.
About the documentary?
Yes.
So it's about a church. It started off as a church, praising God. And then it slowly turned into like a weight loss cult where people thought that losing weight was serving God. And right now they're going through trials and everything. So it's really interesting. Yes.
Okay. What's the name of this documentary?
I don't know.
Where can you find it?
It is on... I don't know. Is it on... I think it's on HBO Max.
On HBO Max.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you've led me into my next question then. You and Coach Keitha Adams do some music sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Both have a shared interest.
Yeah.
She told me she worked with you on some guitar lessons over the years.
Yeah, we did do that. I think it was maybe right before COVID hit. I always wanted to play guitar growing up. I always got guitars for Christmas. Never had a guitar lesson ever. So I just had like a guitar collection for a while. So I never knew how to play, and she felt like she could teach me. And so we did do a few lessons, and I did learn a few things from her. And our music, I feel like I have a wide variety of music that I enjoy. And so does Coach Adams. We like Alabama Shakes. So it's like a alternative, like kind of soft rock band. And then like the oldies. 70s, 80s music we really like, so, yeah.
What's the most recent song or artist that you've shared with Keitha?
Let's see. She sent me, can I look it up real quick on my phone?
Sure.
She sent me a song. Who's this?
Keitha described you as an old soul.
Yeah. Aaron Neville, Tell It Like It Is.
Oh, yeah. The from New Orleans, kind of a Cajun, Aaron.
Yeah, he's like a blues kind of jazz,
right.
And I really like him a lot.
Okay.
Really like him a lot, yeah.
Okay, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Keitha also told me one of her first memories of you is you were wearing a Golden Girls t-shirt, which is a comedy sitcom from... years ago.
Yes.
Maybe not the TV show we would expect someone of your age to be
right.
to be watching. Tell us about your Golden Girls t-shirt and your t-shirt collection.
Well, the Golden Girls, great, great, great show. A very timeless classic. I grew up watching it with my grandma when I was about 5. You know, I really didn't understand much of the jokes. I just thought it was a good show, old ladies, you know, sitting around the table eating cheesecake all the time. And then when I got older, I started watching it again, and then I started understanding what they were talking about, and I felt like it was just very relevant to today's times, and their jokes are just so funny, and it's just very interesting because they're just old ladies. And I have a lot of t-shirts of the Golden Girls. I have a lot of socks, a lot of, like, just collectible items from them. And recently, it was around my birthday, October 8th, they had a play here in Wichita at Roxy's downtown. And Coach Adams saw it, and she sent it to me, and she said, I think this would be a good birthday gift for you. And so I went to go see, and it was men dressed up as the Golden Girls, and they did a couple of episodes. They performed a couple of episodes, and then it was also like commercial breaks. So it was commercials from the 80s. So it was a lot of older people there, and I was probably like the youngest person in the audience. So it was a very interesting setting to be in, but I really enjoyed it a lot.
Golden Girls, probably Betty White would be the most well-known cast member. Bea Arthur, Estelle Getty. Do you have a favorite cast member?
I think my favorite is probably Blanche, probably because she's Southern, and I feel like I'm from the South, so I feel like I saw a lot of, not similarities in her, just people I dealt with a lot growing up, so I feel like I like her a lot because of that.
Very good. So, Jane, when you talk to the coaches about your role on the team, beyond the points and the rebounds and those kind of things, they're very complimentary of the way you treat your teammates, the way you treat people. Describe how you support your teammates and how you get along with people.
I think it comes from way back home, just having respect for everybody and treating people how they're, you know, supposed to be treated. Yeah.
So coaches describe both of you as steady, as composed. So Trajata, when things aren't going well on the basketball court, the Shockers have had a couple bad possessions. What do you do? Where do you go to maintain a positive mindset?
I just try to stay vocal and just stay encouraging to my teammates. Try to just make sure that they understand that everything's okay. You know, it's a long game, you know, 40-minute game, and it's just, it can go either way, change tempo anytime. So just stay composed all the time.
So, Jane, how about you? Things aren't going well. What are you thinking? What are you saying? How do you maintain a good outlook?
Basically, I do say, let's take it one step at a time. Just be confident, let's be composed, let's not rush, you know, trying to make things happen, because it always goes the other way if that happens. So, I mean, Tis is always like the person who talks more, and like we listen. So if I have to say something when I'm here, then I do say something.
So Trajata, you're wrapping up 5 years here at Wichita State. Take us through that journey. How have you changed? How have you matured in your time here?
I think coming in as a freshman, I had to grow up a lot. You know, I was 18 years old. You know, I was under the wing of my parents, you know, always had their guidance. So I feel like coming in here, coming to Wichita and being on my own, it was a lot of stuff that I had to learn on my own. And I feel like I had to find autonomy in myself and discover that. So I feel like a lot. Earlier in my career, probably like the first 3 years, I felt like I struggled with that a lot. So I felt like I really couldn't be as good as I could be on the court. And I feel like just this past season, I figured out a lot of things for myself, and I was able to improve on the court and just improve in my personal life.
Hi, this is Rick Miuma, president of Wichita State University. Check out the latest episode of the Forward Together podcast. Each episode, I sit down with different guests from Shocker Nation to celebrate the vision and mission of Wichita State University. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Trajata, you're down to your final few home games. I've been here since 2018. Take us through that scenario. What kind of things are you maybe savoring as you look at, this is my last trip up the tunnel. That always seems to be a big one for seniors coming out onto the court, down to your last few practices, all those kind of things. What's going through your mind as you're approaching these final few weeks?
You know, I really feel like it probably hasn't hit me yet. Probably won't hit me until next Saturday, but I've been thinking about trying to like put myself in that mindset, but I just haven't been able to yet. But I feel like something that'll probably come up next Saturday, probably just, it's over. You know, I've been here for a very long time, and I've experienced a lot here at Wichita State with the coaches and so many different teammates, you know. So I feel like just looking back over my previous times and just realizing how far I've came, It's just really, it's really mind-blowing, and I can't believe it's almost done.
Almost done. So both of you are experienced college students now, experienced college athletes. Jane, what advice would you have for maybe a high school senior or a freshman who's just getting ready on this journey? What tips would you give them to, you know, to make the adjustments academically and athletically?
The advice I would actually give them that I never got was, you know, when you're going to a new school, be confident in yourself. Even though you're going to find very good players over there, be confident in yourself and just, you know, do you one step at a time. Ask for guidance if you need to.
Asking for guidance, that's a good one. I hear that from a lot of people that say they wish they had realized that earlier, that there are lots of people who are willing to help and want to help, but sometimes you've just got to ask.
Right.
Well, why is that difficult? Why do you have to kind of work your way into asking for help?
Because sometimes you just feel like, you know, you can, you know, handle it and go through it, but it really doesn't work. And that's when you start getting depressed, you know, get all these feelings of anxiety. But if you just did ask, nobody's going to judge you, you know. So I feel like once you're in like a situation and you need help, you should ask for, you know, help for from somebody.
Trajada, what's your advice for a youngster who's just maybe getting started on college?
Mm-hmm. I think very similar to what Jane said. I feel like asking for help is just a big thing. I feel like being young, coming into school, coming into college, you know, like Jane said, you feel like you can do it on your own. And it's like there are a lot of people willing to help student athletes, you know, because there are a lot of issues that happen in athletics, you know, that that aren't always addressed. And I feel like another thing will probably just go easier on yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. You know, you're still young. You're still learning. And just like Jane said, take it one step at a time.
I hear a lot about time management and organization that people learn as they get through college. Do you have a, you know, a time management tip for youngsters coming into college?
I think just find balance and just don't try to do too much at one time, you know. You'll be here in college for 4 years, you know, so you have time to figure things out and just take it steady, be slow, you know, and just, it's okay. It's always going to be okay. At the end of the day, it's going to be okay.
Jane, how about you? Have you had developed some time management, some organizational skills that are helpful?
I don't know. Basically, having Andrew as our academic advisor or something like that really helps us. He plans ahead for us, and just having that, you know, in mind helps us balance time more.
Andrew Moses, you're talking about the academic advisor for the women's basketball team.
Right.
Thank you for listening to the Roundhouse Podcast, courtesy of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We encourage you to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can find more Roundhouse content at GoShockers.com.
It's over! It is over! Ladies and gentlemen, say it slowly and savor it. Wichita State is going to the Final Four for the first time in 48 years.
Unbelievable. What a scene, folks. The Shocker fans are just going crazy in the stands.
Just maybe the greatest win in the history of Wichita State basketball.